Well, Coach, I know it doesn't matter how long you've been doing this. Last game of the year is always the toughest one to drop.
Well, it is, and especially for the seniors. I mean, I had six seniors, and that part's hard every year, no matter how long you get. But what a fun group of seniors. What a fun group of kids. I mean, it never ends the way you want it, unless you win the state tournament. Or if you win third place, it's always, could we just win one more? You know, that's the old thing, and you know, it doesn't, like I said, generally it doesn't end the way you want, but certainly didn't embarrass herself, and that's a pretty good team over there. They did a good job.
Yeah, I know, and that's one thing that you always hope to do, especially whenever you know you're going up against the team that we talked about it last Saturday. That's a team that's put up a lot of double-digit runs, and to be able to keep them in check for the most part is something I'm sure you're really proud of.
Yeah, Trevin pitched excellent. I mean, he never thinks he does if we lose, but he threw really, really good. I mean, that one, I got 8 and 9 on. That's always a recipe for disaster with nobody out. That inning they scored the 3 runs. You know, then you're going to have to go through their best hitters and hope the heck you get out of it. Well, their number 3 hitter made him pay for that. So give him credit. Wasn't he did anything bad. He threw really, really well. That's a good team up and down that lineup. They can swing it.
Yeah, I mean, they were putting together really good at-bats, but for the most part, he was just keeping them in check. But like you said, that fifth inning, anytime you get the bases loaded with nobody out with a 3-hole hitter coming up, more often than not, it's not a recipe for success.
Well, before he hit that ball, Coach is standing right here. I said, Coach, that's not the guy I want up with the bases loaded. He goes, that's the guy I want up. And I'm like, boom, there it goes. I thought, well, I can see why.
Offensively, too, I thought your guys were just good at putting together some good at-bats. Were able to take advantage of some errors, but just couldn't come through with that big hit.
No, I mean, their pitcher did a nice job. I mean, I don't know if their scouting report was to stand here and throw freaking curveballs at us all night long. And maybe that's the way he always pitches. And I heard that he's a curveball pitcher. But he did a great job. I mean, it's not often that you see high school kids can come out here and stand here and go curveball, and throw them for strikes. And he could throw them in. He could throw them out. Most of his fastballs were not in the strike zone, and I think that was intentional. Here's my fastball, but you don't get to swing at it. He did a great job.
Yeah, and that's really what you want whenever you get to a game like this, is you want a competitive game, you want a close game, because more often than not, it's going to give a great environment and for just overall a really good night of baseball.
Absolutely. I mean, you want your kids to play in this environment. I mean, how many high school teams don't get to do this? I mean, you know, how many don't get to win a regional? And at least they've got to do that. Our seniors have won 3 in a row. So I said, you know what, in my little group there, I said, you know what, the older you get, the more bragging rights you got, and the better you guys were, and the better your team was, and all this stuff. And they're just like, yeah. I said, you don't understand it now, but wait. I said, I still got guys from 25 years ago that want to stand around me. Brag about what they did. I said, you know, it means a lot for what they accomplished.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about winning 3 straight regionals, and that was one thing that Callaway and I were talking about last week, is that this one thing that is easy for take for granted, but it doesn't seem like this is a group that did take that for granted.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, this the group of kids that we ended up, we had some injuries and some kids that didn't come out, and some that moved away, but the group that we had was small. You know, going, well, what a fun group of kids. And I've done nothing but love on them for 2 weeks, you know, about how special they are, not just as a team, but as kids and showing up at practice. And you know, the older I get, the more a lot of that stuff means to me than, you know, can you hit a 400-foot home run? It'd be nice, but I mean, that's not what it's all really all about. And what a fun group. And I'm going to remember these guys. We ended up 500. Had a team, 12 years ago, same type of kids. They ended up under 500 and did the same kind of things. We finally did get to the sectional championship, same type of group. Called them a band of brothers. I said, you guys are the same thing, and you're really fun to be around.
Of course, so you talk about the 6 seniors, and all 6 of these guys, a lot of them have been key contributors for 2 years, some of them were contributors for 3 years, and this is one of those groups that you know you're going to look around in the fall and say, oh, Callaway Smith's not a shortstop, or Colton Smith is not at first base, or Max isn't behind the plate, and it's a group that you don't really appreciate until they're gone.
Well, I can kind of foresee the future a little bit without them gone. I'm not sure the other kids can, but you're right. They're going to find out. So, yeah, I mean, you just hope the kids keep getting better, and we're going to have a catcher back there that will do a good job. It would be pretty hard to match what Maddox has done for the first 3 years. But we'll have Travin back, you know, as our ace. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Weird things happen.